Hey guys, this is KTSW 89.9. This is Other Side Drive. My name is Kimberly.
And my name is Chase.
And we have in the studio today Denise Cervantes of the University Star. You're actually the editor. If you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you do at the University Star.
Sure. So I'm the editor-in-chief, and pretty much, it's kind of hard to explain it, but pretty much I approve and oversee everything that happens at the paper. So every section to every tweet to every Instagram post, I have to approve all of it before any of it can go through.
Gotcha.
So you're like the top, all the way up there.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Awesome.
Everything goes through her, and then it goes out to all of you lovely people listening. So how did you get involved at UStar, and how long have you been working there?
Yeah, so this is actually my fourth year at the paper. I started working here when I was a freshman. I just got an email in my inbox, and I was a journalism student, and it just kind of made sense for me to apply. So I started off as a lifestyle reporter and just kind of worked my way up from there.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do as a lifestyle reporter? How is that different from some of the other reporting that the UStar does?
Yeah, so lifestyle, I usually describe lifestyle as kind of the fun section of the paper. So mm-hmm. It covers like fine arts, music, theater, fashion, all of those type of things where, you know, versus news is kind of hard news, you know, breaking news, things that are going on. But lifestyle, you have a little bit more leeway where you can kind of take different topics and make them a little bit more fun and lighthearted.
I see. Right. So, and what all does the newspaper include? So you mentioned lifestyle. It mm-hmm. also, of course, has news. What else is in the paper for those who haven't opened it up before?
Sure. Yeah, so we have four sections. We have our news section, our lifestyle section, our opinion section, and our sports section. We recently started to incorporate cartoons into our paper mm-hmm. as well.
I've seen some of those. Those are really cute.
Yeah, I love them. I think they're so fun, and I think it can draw people in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, news, sports, lifestyle, opinions.
Gotcha. Very, very cool. And so the University Star has been on campus for a very long time. KTSW has only really been around since the 90s, I would say, very mm-hmm. early 90s. Started out pretty small, but University Star has been around for way longer than that.
Since 1911, right?
1911.
Yeah.
So how would you say that it has, like, developed into what it is today?
Yeah. I mean, even, like, looking at radio, like, you look back and you think how things evolve, and I think right now, like, we're kind of in the prime of our industry where we have, like, different technology, and I think that's probably one of the biggest things that the University Star had to change, you know. In the past, newspapers were that, a paper. But, mm-hmm. you know, now we have a website, and social media has completely changed the game. So that's probably been one of the biggest turning points for the paper, I would imagine.
Yes, definitely. I actually remember, like, when we have severe weather updates, I always see UStar first, definitely. So the social media is something that has really evolved over time. And now it's like you can really get that info out as soon as it happens. So that's really, really cool kind of development as far as campus newspapers go. So you kind of touched on this a little bit. Besides the newspaper and all the info in it, what else does the University Star offer to Texas State? And, you know, what does it provide to the students and faculty here?
Yeah. I mean, besides, you know, obviously providing news, I think the University Star is also connected to Texas State by being a part of the community. Mm-hmm. So even if, like, you just do work here, but being able to interact with our audience and having the content that we produce be catered to them, I think is a big part of being a part of that community. So understanding covering certain events, like not just on Texas State, but San Marcos, whether it be a concert or a play, I feel like that's one way how the Star really connects to everyone.
Gotcha. So it's just kind of like a community outreach thing. Like, it's not just for campus, it's also all over San Marcos, just kind of similar to KTSW. And, you know, now we're going to be getting to work very closely with y'all now that KTSW has moved into the Trinity Building here on campus. What do you kind of have in mind as far as a KTSW University Star partnership? Where do you kind of see the two media outlets going from here?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, like, you guys are, like, super knowledgeable in some things that we're maybe not the best at. So, like, I have no idea how to work any of the stuff in this studio, but, like, you guys have that.
And vice versa with y'all.
That's true.
Yeah.
So there's, like, different areas I feel like where, you know, some of us may be stronger in something and we can help each other. But even, like, collaborating in certain events, like, I know our news, my news editor and y'all's news editor are working right now together mm-hmm. to collaborate for a city council event. And I feel like that's really interesting because you guys can help us broadcast and, mm-hmm. you know, we may focus on the writing and the photography of everything. But that kind of goes, like, both of us using our strengths to play off of each other
right.
in order to provide, like, the best news for the community and for Texas State students.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to just collaboration with USTAR as well, especially since y'all are kind of a big institution, a big part of what campus is and what campus life is like. I know a lot of people who read the newspaper and stay up to date with it.
And especially that we're, like, in next-door neighbors, practically.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right in the same building, really.
Yeah. That's right. So, I mean, there's a lot that we all have to offer and bring to the table, and, you know, y'all are definitely doing a really good job as far as promoting different things and bringing light to different events and things going on around town. As far as, you know, we noticed the motto, Defending the First Amendment Since 1911, y'all have been around for so long and have been, like I said, an institution on campus. Freedom of press has actually been kind of a big topic lately. What would you say has the University Star been doing to provide, like, truthful news and build trust in the media within our community?
For sure. I mean, I think that's probably, you know, as coming in as editor, it's probably one of the things that was always really important to me. So I think transparency is something that I have our editorial board and our reporters and our whole staff really looking at this year. So the way I kind of describe it is, like, we will report, like, the good news and, you know, kind of the happy, lighthearted stuff. But, you know, sometimes things happen in our community where it may not be, like, you know, the funnest thing to read, and there are tragedies, but we have to report those things as well and do our best to be transparent. So not always be the cheerleader of the university, mm-hmm. but also be very transparent to what is happening around campus and within students and within San Marcos, because I have a professor who always describes the media as the watchdog, mm-hmm. and I think that kind of resonates with the First Amendment and all of it. So, but yeah, I think it's important for us to always be telling both sides of the story.
That's right. Yeah. That's and true. I mean, y'all have been doing a pretty good job of that. Definitely covering a lot of different things that have been going on, over the years. And like I've said before, y'all have been around for a while, just doing, just similar stuff, just putting out the truth, and being transparent is definitely a big part of all of that.
Yeah, you need it nowadays.
Exactly, yeah. What would you say is, like, the most important thing about University Star and its impact on campus?
Yeah, the most important? I mean, I think that kind of goes back to, like, the previous question mm-hmm. of us not always being, like, the biggest advocate or the biggest cheerleader for the university, but always being, you know, not having a fear of telling certain stories just because we may hurt certain people's feelings. And I think that is really staying true to not only, like, the journalism industry, but also to ourselves and staying true to the readers. So I think that's probably the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, the University Star is it's a student-run newspaper, basically, just like how KTSW is student-run as well. I know a lot of people, especially in mass comm and journalism, or, you know, even in other schools, are interested in what the University Star is doing. How can they get involved and stay up to date or even participate in what the University Star is doing?
Yeah. So we do have our website. It's just universitystar.com. So people can go on there and find, we update the website, you know, frequently. If people are looking to actually get involved with the Star, at the very bottom of the page, they can click jobs and they can look at all the different positions that we're hiring for. We actually hire all year and we always take applications. So there's not a deadline for anyone. We're also open to freelance writers, so maybe mm-hmm. you're like, hey, I'm not committed enough, or I don't have the time to do something weekly, but I'm really passionate about this topic and hear something that I wrote, we're completely open to taking that in. And it's the same with photographs and everything else. So there's a lot of leeway for people who are interested.
Gotcha.
So I could apply right now if I wanted to.
100%.
Yeah. That's awesome. And is there a specific website you have to go to? Or, I mean, like, how do you start this process of applying to be a part of the University Star?
Yeah, they can just go to the Star's homepage, so universitystar.com, and then at the very end, there's a jobs tab. And then it's like a Google form doc that people just fill out. So, yeah.
All right. And, again, the social media handles and just where... everyone can reach the, you know, University Star, find all the articles that y'all have been writing. Where can they go for all of that?
Yeah, so our handle is University Star for everything. So for Twitter and Instagram, and also our Snapchat, so people can just, you know, do a quick University Star Google search and everything should come up.
All right, perfect. Is there anything else that we may have missed or something that you just want to mention to everybody out there?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm, you know, just really grateful to have this opportunity, and I'm completely open to criticism and to freelancing. So whenever anyone wants to shoot me an email, my email is staredditor@txstate.edu.
Perfect.
All
well,
right.
Thank you very much. And honestly, yeah, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking with you, and we're really looking forward to working with you along in the future. And again, guys, this has been Denise Cervantes of the University Star. She is the editor-in-chief. And this is Other Side Drive here on KTSW. Thank you so much for tuning in. Coming up next, we have Merry-Go-Round by Pretty City.